Kavach, Shavuotov, good Yontov for the Heliga Yartzai of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kedusha of Lag BaOmer. You know famously that the Ravino Rav Adya Bar Tanur famously says in the Perkei Avos, when one of the Tanoim says Hu Haya Omer, that's not something that they said, it's something that who they were. Hu Haya Omer, says the Bar Tanur, Shemesecha Zu, Perish Haya Rogir Lomar Kein Tomin. It's not just something that they used to say, it's something they were known for. So when you look at, when you find a Tana that says something in the Gemara, or in the Mishnayos, whatever it is, it's not just something what they said, but it's something that they could repeatedly say, and it's something what they were known for. Look at the Gemara in Sota, Yom Rabbeis. I'm going to try to take down, try to understand a memra from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Very famously, the Gemara is talking about the specific story what happened with Yehuda and Tamar, Parshas Vayeshev. And finally, the Gemara says the following thing. Omar Rozucha Bar Tuvi, Omar Rav, Amila, Omar Rechini Bar Mezen, Omar Rav Shimon, Amar Bishimon Chasid, Amar Rav Yochanan, Bishum Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So they all these Tanaim quoted, Rav Shimon, all these old rabbis quoted Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who used to say the following thing. What did he say? Noach lo la'odam sheyapil atzmo l'toch kivshen ha'ish. It is better for a person that he should throw himself into a fiery furnace, into a fiery oven, the al yalbin pnecha ve'o barabim. If that he should not shame his fellow, his friend in public. Min nolan, from where do we know this? Mi Tamar. We know from the story of Tamar. So Rashbi famously says that a person has a choice to embarrass someone in public. What should, in order to be thrown into a fiery furnace? It's better to be burned alive and to get killed than to embarrass someone. It's a very, very interesting thing. But I want to say maybe Taka, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Specifically, he started learning again from his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, after the 24,000 students, he understood that at the end of the day, it's all about caring for each other, it's all about loving for each other. And at the end of the day, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Davka the Baal Memra for this person, for this Memra. Right? Any Tana, anyone in the Gemara could have said this. The Davka Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the famous Talmud Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's whole essence was the Hav Taloyecha Kamocha Zeklal God BaTorah. That loving your friend like yourself is the biggest rule in the Torah. And after 24,000 funerals, comes along, he tells Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, this is what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai used to tell everyone. If you have to embarrass someone, it's better to get killed than to embarrass someone. However, Pnei Yeshua and Bava Metzia and Dafnun Tesam and Aleph says it's actually not a chiyuv, but it's something that you're allowed to do. It's permitted, because the Gemara says Noach lo la'adam. It doesn't say chayiv lo la'adam, it says Noach. So it's not Dafka, not a chiyuv. Where do we see this in the story of Yehuda and Tamar? So the Maral Diskin, Rabbi Shulev Diskin, his commentary on the Torah, famously says an amazing thing. If you look in Perek Lam and Ches, Pasuk of Hey, they finally find out that Tamar she got pregnant by Holler Tree, and the Pasuk says that Tamar made two separate statements. The first statement she said, if you look in Pasuk of Hey, she says, Liish asher ela lo anochi hara, to whom do these belong, right? To the stick and to the things that Yehuda gave to her. This is the person who got me pregnant. And then what it says, and then it says, Vatomer hakir na lemiacho semes ha'apsilim ha'amata ha'ila. So what was the first message? First, she sent the message to him saying, by the man to whom these belong, I am pregnant. And then the Torah says, she said a second time, please recognize to whom these belong. So from the fact here, says Maral Diskin, he asks a question, why is she separating these two things? From the fact that you have two sayings of the word said in the Pasuk, it infers that Tamar actually sent two separate messengers to Yehuda. She didn't send one separate messenger, she sent two separate messengers to Yehuda, one to return his staff and seal, and one to tell them that she had received a staff and steel as pledges from the father of the child. Says the Maral Diskin, why did she do that? Tamar wanted to make sure that not even the messengers would realize what had transpired unless Yehuda chose to reveal the truth. That she wanted to make sure that the messengers didn't put two and two together. That the people, the one who the staff and thing that belongs to is the person who got me pregnant? No, she did it in two separate messages. The first one was, to whom these belong to, I'm pregnant. And the second one was, please recognize to whom these belong. At the end of the day, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his whole life mission was to be able to spread love into the entire world. We know, famously, the Zohar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Hakol talya b'milsa chavivusa. Everything in Yiddishkeit, everything is built on loving and caring for each other. So let's just review in the end with a maisa. We starting from the Bar Tanur, who says that at the end of the day, when someone on Tana says something, it's not just something that they said, it's something who they were. They repeatedly said it. And Dafka, we see Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says this, that a person, it's better to Noach lo la'adam, Better for a person to throw himself into a furnace than to get embarrassed, than to embarrass him. So Rashi, it's not just something that he said, it's something that he lived by, because at the end of the day, we want to explain that he started again, Davka Lag Ba'Omer, and Davka his Yartzeit is Lag Ba'Omer, for us to be able to remember this message. That's what he learned from Rabbi Akiva. That was his life mission. And we saw, famously, the Maral Tiskun says he sent two separate messengers. Why two separate messengers? Because Tamar didn't even want to embarrass Yehuda. He didn't want the messengers. And right, can you imagine Tamar's life is on the line, and she had the wherewithal, she had the time and the perspective, the sensitivity and the care to not embarrass Yehuda. That's why she sent the messengers back in two separate messages. And finally, the Pnei Yeshua says, it's not a chiyav, but it's noach. You're permitted, because at the end of the day, a person only has to get killed for the big three. That's more for Yilam, this halacha shir. At the end of the day, now we're in the Kedusha of Lag B'Omer. Shvi Zoch Baz Hashem to take this lesson of Rashbi, and if we learn the Torah from Rashbi, we connect to him. Just to end with a short story, we know that I'm not sure where I saw this, but the story goes that there was a Rebbe in there, and there's this kid who brought in a fancy watch one day, maybe it was after Chanukah, after Purim. What happened was, after recess, the watch was gone. So he lined up all his students, famously, in the back of the room, and he said, guys, I'm going to go through everyone's pockets, and we're going to see who did it. And he made everyone empty their pockets. He made everyone close their eyes. And what happened was, finally got to the fourth or fifth kid in the group, and then he continued on checking everyone's pockets. Finally, what happened was, he said, "Okay, Baruch Hashem, we found the person who got the missing watch." End of the day, he returned the watch. Said, and what the story goes is that this student who took the watch said, at the end of this day, a couple years later, he was having some trouble finding his Yiddishkeit, and he said that love that the Rebbe didn't embarrass him in public, and he just continued on checking the other students' pockets when he already had the watch in his hand, was actually the biggest bracha, and that's it, the love that he showed and the care that's actually brought him back. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to care for others, to not chasam ever embarrass anyone in public, and be able to take this message of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that not only, obviously, we're not going to throw ourselves into ovens, at the end of the day, we should be so careful about how we treat others and be sensitive to others. B'ezras Hashem, if we do this, we zochah to live with the message of Rashi, we zochah to dance with him from Meiron, going down to Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Shkoyach.